Epilogue. The angled prow of the ship cleaved through the living antimatter of the hellscape visible beyond the Oculus portal. Beings of raw emotion, manifested in forms drawn from the nightmares and horror-filled psyches of mortals, scratched upon the ship's geller field, straining to breach it. Saw Talgron stood upon the bridge of his hulking capital ship, staring out into the churning madness of the warp. They had not interred him within the sarcophagus of a dreadnought after the shocking injuries he had sustained upon Percepton Primus. No. Instead, they built a new body for him, one of bionics, pistons, gears, and synthetic organs. Almost nothing remained of his former self. His face was a tortured horror of mutilated flesh and malformed scar tissue. They wanted to gift him a new one. Vat-grown synth flesh, cultured muscle tissue, and harvested living bone. He had laughed at the suggestion. His eyes had been replaced, however, and he stared out into the Empyrean with a pair of black orbs, eyes manufactured by adepts of the Mechanicum and enhanced by his own prayers, exhortations, and dark blessings. Attuned to the warp and its variances, they gave him a unique perspective that he found pleasing. He was taller than he had been in the first incarnation of his life, that empty existence he'd experienced before he had come to his faith. There was no way of separating where his armour and flesh became one. The Book of Lorgar was affixed to his breastplate, open to display litanies and catechisms of defilement. At his hip hung his helmet, newly fashioned in the likeness of a leering skull. He had been reborn anew upon the apothecarian deck of the Infidus Diabolus. A fresh purpose drove him, a new conviction. A path had opened before him, a new way. The staff of his newly attained office hung across his back. It was a potent weapon, as well as his staff of office. A giant Crozius, tempered in the blood of martyrs. He had lost fully 2/3 of the 34th Company on Percepton Primus when the Ultramarines purged the world. It was a staggering final act by a beaten foe. Percepton Primus was forever tainted. But that, Saw Talgron judged, was a small loss for the toll the Ultramarines had inflicted. He had lost much on Percepton Primus, but he had gained much as well. Clarity, purpose, belief, faith. At his hip, a warp flask throbbed. A heart beat within it. The heart of Volkar Reth.
"Soon, my old friend," he said.
That was The Purge by Anthony Reynolds, narrated by Jonathan Keeble. This work is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2015.